さっちゃん、じいさんって歩きたい人ねなん。ないばんたどやぴゅなら人やた。パヤミランテバジャンタラリッチャータン。
パヤミランテバジャンタラリッ
チャータン。イチャピダナニジャパナパラバン。
イチャピダナニジャパナパラバン。
ナッチャンディサンテアルヒタヒトネナン。
ナッチャンディサンテアルヒタヒトネナン。
ナイバンタド Disati, he offers Arghitam, the object prayed for. Arghita, being prayed to. Ninam,
by the human beings.
Na, not. Eva, indeed. Agada, the bestower of benediction, Yah, which Puna again, Agita, a demand for a benediction, Yata, from which Svayam personally. Vidate, he gives Vajatam unto those engaged in his service. Anijatam, also not desiring it. Ichapidanam, which covers all desirable things. Nijapada, Nijapada Palavam, his own lotus feet. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the material desire of a devotee who approach him with such motive, but he does not bestow benediction upon the devotees that will cause him to demand more benediction again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all he desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. Can you repeat? The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the desires of a devotee who approach him with such motive, but he does not bestow benediction upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benediction again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. Before I start purport, we're going to have a quiz. So, maybe we can distribute. Okay, this quiz question is coming from translation and a purport. First, I will read the purport. The devotee mentioned in previous verse approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead with material motive, but this verse explains how such a devotee is saved from those desires. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10 advice: Akama sarvakamoga moksha kama udaladi Tirbenam bhakti yogenam yajetam purusham param. Whether one is free from all material desires, is full of material desires, or desire to become one with the Supreme, he should engage in devotional service. In this way, not only will the devotee's desire will be fulfilled, but the day will come when he will have no other desire than to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. One who engages in the service of the Lord with such motive is called a Sakama Bhakta. And one who serves the Lord without any motive is called a Kama Bhakta. Krishna is so merciful that he turned a Sakama Bhakta into a Kama Bhakta. A pure devotee, a Kama Bhakta, who has more material motive, is satisfied simply to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 6:22. Yalam bhaja paran lava mayate nainikantam. If one engages in the service with the lotus feet of the Lord, he does not want anything more. This is the highest stage of devotional service. The Lord is so kind, even to a Sakama Bhakta, a motivated devotee, that he satisfies his desires in such a way that one day he becomes a Karma Bhakta. Dhruva Maharaj, for example, became Bhakta with a motive of getting a better kingdom than that of his father, but finally he became a Karma Bhakta and said to the Lord, Svayam Krita Tosmin Balanaya Jai. My dear Lord, I am very satisfied, simply serve to your lotus feet. I do not want any material benefit. Sometimes it is found that a small child eats dirty thing, but his parents take away the dirty thing and offer him a sandwich or some other sweetman. Devotees who aspire for material benediction are compared to such children. The Lord is so kind that he takes away their material desires and give them the highest benediction. Therefore, even for material motive, one should not worship anyone other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must fully engage himself in devotional service of the Lord so that all his desires will be fulfilled and at end he can go back home, back to Godhead. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22. 37 to 39 and 41 as follows. Ayakami, a devotee may desire something other than the service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Yari kale Krishna leha bhajan. But if he engages in Lord Krishna's service, namagiteha Krishna tarendeha sumanchalam. Krishna gives him shelter at his lotus feet, even though he does not aspire for it. Krishna kahe, the Lord said, Ama bhaje, he is engaged in my service. Mage visayasuka, but he wants the benefit of material sense gratification. Amita chari visamage, such a devotee is like a person who asks for poison instead of nectar. Aibademuka, that is his foolishness. Ami bija, but I am experienced. Aimuke misaya kabamiya, why should I give such a foolish person the dirty thing of material enjoyment? Sumachara namrita, it would be better for me to give him shelter at my lotus feet. Visayamburaiva, I shall cause him to forget all material desire. Kamalagi Krishna Maya, if one engages in the service of the Lord for sense gratification, Paya Krishna Rase, the result is that he ultimately gets a taste for serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Kamachari Dasai Behayagabise, he then give up all material desire and want to become eternal servant of the Lord. Om Gyana Timirandasna Gyana Gyana Sarakayan Chakshum Minitanyena Tasmai Shri Grabe Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhava Nityananda Shri Abhaita Gadadara Shivasari Gola Bhakta Bindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who didn't get the paper, please get the papers. Okay. So now in this verse, Parapara Kota Kama Sava Kama Uba Moksha Kama Udarati Tubena Bhakti Yogena Yajetam Purusham Param. Question 1. This verse is talking about, for the answer, please put your hand up. Okay? So the first thing this verse is talking about, Akama Bhakta. Put your hand. Okay, those who think this verse is talking about Sakama Bhakta, please put your hand. Those who think this is talking about Moksha Kama, please put your hand. Okay. So this verse is talking about Akama Kama, it means he doesn't have any material desire. Sakama Kama means he is full of desire. Moksha Kama means who is desiring for liberation. So this particular verse is talking about those who have material desire and who approach the Lord with material desire, but Krishna turned him to Akama Bhakta. So actually he is talking about Sakama Bhakta and he become Akama Bhakta. So both devotees who put the hand are correct. And those who got all four questions answer, I have cookies. Second question. Can you read out the question? I gave out my paper. I can't read it. Can you read out?
The Lord fulfills the material desires of the devotee. Always, sometimes, but never.
Okay, those who think sometime, no, always. Who think Krishna fulfill always? Yeah. Sometime. Okay, never. Okay. I think everyone is correct because in this verse Krishna said he fulfilled desire, but sometimes those benedictions they get, they want more, then he will not fulfill the desire. That indicates he gives, he sometimes doesn't give. That is one answer. And another one, he always fulfills material desire. This means in this verse, he says satyan, the first verse, the first one, that means certainly. That means he always fulfills the desire. And the last one, he said ichapi pidana, that means which cover all desirable things. That means he is fulfilling his desire and more than that. That means always is correct answer. And nobody put the hand for the answer. Never. He never satisfied material desires. I don't know why nobody put the hand, but I thought that was also correct. Because nature of material desires, if you get, you want more. Just like itching, you have itching, you want to scratch more. The fire, you poured more ghee, it's become more. Like if you have a magic lamp, and a genie come, and he said, you can have only one wish. What's your wish? So someone is very intelligent, he said, I wish I can have unlimited wish fulfilled. So that is the nature of material desire. So if he said he will fulfill the desire, but not the one which you demand more, so that means all that material desire will increase material desire, so he will never fulfill material desire. That is also correct answer, I think. Like in Bhagavatam Shloka Pungsna. Help. In Bhagavatam describe if someone want to get married and then get married and after he want a husband, then they want a house, then want a children, and never end, it's increase and increase. Okay, that third question, can someone read out loud? Okay, that means the first one is Only those who are aspire for. Then only those who are not aspiring for. Both. Okay. Okay. If you don't have a paper, can you share with somebody? It's kind of important if you get all the question answered. Okay, the last question, third question or last question? Okay, fourth question. Okay, please put a hand if you sing the first one. He is not satisfied because his material desires are not fulfilled. No? Second, he is satisfied because his material desires are fulfilled in greater demand. Third, he doesn't care material desire, not because he attained the lotus feet of the Lord. I think in everyone's pure devotees. I'm kind of material motivated devotee, think become satisfied because all material desire fulfills. And I would say the both are right. Depend on who, how you look at it. Because you are satisfied because you desire something, Krishna fulfills or Krishna loves me. At the same time, ultimately, not satisfied because you get what you want, but ultimately you have a relationship with Krishna, that is more important, so he becomes fully satisfied. That both are correct, but then higher degree is last question is good. And now the fifth question.
What is the Lord's special mercy?
Okay, now I have to ask you, anybody want to say? So special mercy is Krishna. Someone has material motive, they approach, he fulfilled the desire of, not fulfilled desire whatever, but he gave his own lotus feet and he turned to Agama Bhakta. That is special mercy. Now the next question, I want everyone to reflect your own life and then answer those three questions. And when you take a few minutes and reflect your own life, and answer your three questions, and when you're doing that, cookies. Those who answer all the four questions correct, please take a cookies. Blankets. And one Prabhu can distribute for when the cookie is distributed, please try to reflect your own life to answer the three questions. Okay, the first question. Can you read out the first question? First question of your own. Yes, your own life. Okay, so someone may go to Krishna to pray, someone may try to give up the material desire, or someone doesn't do anything. So those who go to Krishna to pray for is like a kind of Sakama Bhakta, Krishna please fulfill the desires. And those who pray to Krishna please remove material desire, or by your own endeavor try to remove the material desire, is like Moksha Kama. I don't want anything except pure devotional service. That is good, but then according to this is Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, verse 70-71. The desire is like a river flowing into the ocean. It comes again and again and again. It's not stopping. Prabhupada said in a purport. Can someone read it? I can't. Yeah. So sometimes one devotee told Prabhupada, I have no material desires. And Prabhupada said, oh, you have some disease, you need to go to doctor. So Prabhupada see that as long as we have material body, then demand will continue. Okay, next line. So, but then if you have a desire you want to fulfill, you go to do something, you pray to Krishna, get something. But the devotee are not disturbed. That means his desire is there, but don't do anything to go along to fulfill. And the second question, Harida Prabhu? Yeah. How the Lord feel about if someone has material desire, like a demigod, pray to Krishna, please come to save us from a demon, and then demon is killed by Krishna, and then they are happy, oh Krishna, thank you very much, they happily go back. Or Indra steal the horse of Prithu Maharaj, and then they had a big fight, and Krishna has to come to protect Indra. But Krishna, in that case, they like devotees who come with material desire, but they think they are childish. He is okay, but he is not fully satisfied. But in the case of pure devotee, Krishna wants to fulfill their demand or desire without being asked. For example, there is a Shiva circle and a Shiva Sangha. He has nothing, he is not doing any business, but Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya himself, he said, even the Lakshmi go by begging, you will never be starved, you will never be poverty. Another example, Sudama Bikula, he didn't ask, he has chipped lice here, but he didn't ask, but Krishna wanted to fulfill the need, and Krishna wanted to give material opulence. I'm going to ask another example from you. Another example, Dhruva Maharaj, in this Prabhupada said about Dhruva Maharaj, he approached Krishna with material desire, but when Krishna actually came ready to give benediction, he said, actually I was looking for broken glass. I don't want anymore. But Krishna wanted to fulfill the desire, and he gave more than what he desired for. And now I want to ask you, any other example of Krishna fulfilled the material desires? Sudama Bikula. Okay. Any? Pardon? Kardamamuni approached Krishna. I want a wife. So he gave the wife, and that wife was very excellent. Svayambhuma Bhana's daughters. Devahuti. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, the Draupadi spot. Yes, they are in trouble. Pandavas in the forest, they are in trouble. And Krishna came, he Ajah sack and he saved the situation. So like that Krishna likes, he likes to fulfill the demand and necessity of Krishna, the devotees. So this shloka is coming from Anaya Bhakti. It's coming from 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Someone can read it? You can see it? Kind of yesterday tired, so some space out. So Yogakshema Vihamihan, he give what you don't have but you need, and Krishna protect what you already have. But another meaning, this is material necessity and also in spiritual benefit. Then yoga means link. By yoga, Krishna connect you to Krishna and devotional service. Shamihan protect means he will protect you not to fall down from the devotional platform. So by doing this, Krishna fulfill your material desire and material need. At the same time, Krishna connect you to Krishna's lotus feet, and he will never let you go. And then he said, I will do personally. And here is a picture. There's a man, he is very rich. And there is a beggar, he approached the rich man to beg some coin. And there is another little boy, he's the son. He doesn't beg anything, he doesn't have to, because the father is so affectionate, he gives everything, whatever they need. He likes doing that to the child. He likes doing that to the beggar, but then to the children is different affectionate relationship. And Krishna is saying, I forcibly give my shelter those who come with material benefit. Like this beggar, if this rich man tell, I give you a coin, but actually I want you to come to stay in my house and live as my family. That is Krishna's special mercy. The next line is the last question. Last question? Okay. So, can you read it? Yeah.
Therefore, they are fixed in devotional service. Real desireless means desire for the satisfaction of Krishna, not an artificial attempt to abolish desires.
Okay, so the desire, we cannot become desireless, but we can take that desire, not for ourselves, but for the satisfaction of the Lord. This topic was discussed yesterday by Ikshvaku Prabhu, and this is very high topic. Someone like Ikshvaku Prabhu or those who listened yesterday's class can elaborate this topic, but this is way too high my understanding, so I can only talk about technological thing. So now, we are going to discuss the section on the top. We are going to discuss the topic what we have been covering around this section. In this section, Narada Muni is instructing Sarvani Muni, Manu, in the Bharata Bharata at Bhadarika Ashram. This is Savarini Manu. He is a Manu Manu. There is a 14 Manu in one day's Brahma. He is 8 Manu. And Narada Muni described as here Devarishi. Devarishi means Krishna said, among the sage of the demigod, I am Narada. He is Krishna's vibhuti, Krishna's opulence, represent devotional service.
He is well known as traveling preacher, also traveling journalist. He gives the news from here to there. He also makes the story more interesting. And he plays the music. He is a great acharya of music instrument. His bina is called Mahat. Nara Narayanrishi. Nara is part of God. Narayan is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Nara Narayanrishi together is called Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes described as Sakshabeshavatar, sometimes described as plenary expansion. Because Nara is part of God, Narayan is whole of God. Part and whole together is described as whole, just like sun and sunshine. Sun with sunshine is called sun. So therefore, Nara Narayanrishi, although Nara is human, but Nara and Narayanrishi together, we call the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said in the morning walk in Bombay, Nara Narayanrishi is a Sakshabeshavatara. They came from Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, but doesn't mean they are not God. They didn't become God by austerities, but they are always God. And now, this Nara appear in Kuru dynasty as Arjuna, and Narayan appear in Yadu dynasty as Krishna. They are performing austerity in Badrika Ashram from beginning of creation till the end of millennium. They are twin. Father is Dharmaraj, mother is Ahimsa. She's a daughter of Daksha. Her name is Murti. They have four arms and they carry bamboo stick and kamanda, water pot, and they have lotus feet for japa. They have lotus eyes, wearing deer skin and yellow effulgent. And they have three strings of Brahma thread. It said Maikandariya Rishi, when he was performing tapasya, Nara Narayan Rishi was very pleased they appeared to fulfill his desire. And he asked, I want to see how the material universe is working, how illusionary energy is working. So Narayan Rishi smiled because he wanted devotee to be far away from illusional energy, but he's asking, he wants to see the illusional energy. So he knows what is going to happen, so he smiled, and then what's happening, everyone knows. And then also another time, Narada Muni appeared and asked Narayan Rishi, we are using material senses, material mind, material intelligence, how we can understand the absolute truth, who is absolute? And this answer is described in Krishna book, in a part where nobody wants to lead the prayer by personified of the Vedas. And we are not going to the topic there. Now Badrikashram. Badrikashram over there on the snow, it's always covered with snow. Where Vyasadeva always perform tapasya, those who have eyes can only see. Like Madhavacharya, he went there and he took initiation from Vyasadeva and wrote commentary of Vedas, of Bhagavad Gita. And also Muchikunda, when he came out from the cage after burning Kaliyabana, he saw the whole world was different, it's become Kali Yuga. So he went to Himalayan Badrika Ashram and he performed austerity. And also Krishna instructed Uddhava to go to Badrika Ashram to give the teaching. It said Vasishtha Muni said to his wife, Arundhati, this Badrika Ashram is so auspicious, even the most sinful person see it, just by seeing it, he becomes free from sin. And those who offer the lamp, flowers, food, they are very fortunate. Yeah.
down there. Keep it there and put on the top. No, no, keep it there and put on the top. No. Yes. Yes. So we discussed about benefit of Bharata Parishad. We have been discussing about this topic last 2 weeks, so I'm just going to summarize it and also try to answer the unanswered question. Over there on that side, glory of Bharata Parishad, there are 4 yugas in Bharata Parishad. Here we are talking about Bharata Parishad means there is universe. Within the universe, there is a 14 planetary system, and middle is Bhumandala. Within Bhumandala, there's 7 islands with donut shape, and middle is Jambudvip. And within Jambudvip, there is 9 islands, and southmost is Bharata Parishad. So here in this section of Bhagavatam, we are talking about that Bharata Parishad within Jambudvip in the south corner. In that place, there are the 4 yugas. And another place, they don't have 4 yuga, but they have only Trita yuga. That means in Kali Yuga, we live 100 years. And Dwapara Yuga, we live 100 times 10 is 1,000. And then Trita Yuga, they live 100 times 10 times 10. That is 10,000. So those who are living outside Bharata Parishad, but Bhumandala, they live 10,000 years. So, and they are performing a ritualistic ceremony. That is a yuga dharma for Trita Yuga. And their weather is nice, and everyone is pious, and everything is so nice, like Trita Yuga. Karma Bhumi is only in this tract of land. People can create the karma, they can go up and down, they can choose whatever they want. But other place, they don't have that, because everyone is so pious. Those who are coming from heaven, their pious activities, merit is almost finished, but still they have. They come to another Bharata in Jambudvip, they finish off the karma, so they are not creating it, and they are already pious, and their goal are not like they can decide whatever they want. Only in this Bharata Parishad, so many mixed people come, not only pious, but impious people, wicked person, and elevated person, everyone mixed. So they can decide where to go. And then there is not always nice weather, nice atmosphere, but Kali Yuga, yeah, all the yuga is there, reverse is there, everything is mixed together, that is Bharata Parishad. Varnashram. So it's said that Bharata Parishad is glorified as Varnashram. But actually this Varnashram exists throughout Bhumandala. But other than Bharata Parishad, Varnashram is performed to satisfy their material desires, and they worship different demigods. They worship the Supreme Lord in the form of demigod. For example, one Bharata, they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of moon, some place in the form of fire, some place in the form of Brahma. So they strictly follow Varnashram, but their goal is to achieve their place, to go there for their own sense gratification. And there is a Varuna in another dvip. For example, Kusha dvip, in that donut, close to Jambudvip is Kushadvip. There is a Kashala, Kovida, Abhiyuktas, Kolaks. And then Sukadvip, another ring there. That is Ratnabrata, Satyabrata, Dhanabrata, and Brata. That is corresponding for us, Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So in another place also Varnashram exists, there is another Varna exists, but different name, but the function is same. And what is special about Bharata Parishad Varnashram is the goal of Varnashram in Bharata Parishad is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They perform Varnashrama to promote themselves to a higher platform and mode of goodness, but that's not the ultimate goal in Bharatavarsha. Ultimate goal is Samsindin Haritosana, Supreme Personality of Godhead satisfaction. That only exists in Bharatavarsha. The devotional service. In this track of land, there is a lot of facility, holy place, holy mountain, holy rivers, saintly people, Vaishnavas, and Supreme Personality of God incarnation, including Lord Chaitanya. And ultimately go back to Godhead. Other place, their destination is like if they are worshipping the moon, then moon loka, chandra loka, they are worshipping Brahma, they can go to satya loka. But only Bharatavarsha, they can have straight go back to Godhead. Just like you have big building, and there is an elevator, Bharatavarsha is side bottom elevator, which go directly straight to the top floor. That is Bharatavarsha. Therefore, they are not designed to come to Bharatavarsha to get on the elevator to go straight up to Goloka Vrindavan. And now we discuss about where is Bharatavarsha. The top, according to time and influence. That means Prabhupada said, formerly, Bharatavarsha means whole planet. It was called Ilabrata Varsha. But after King Bharat, it's named Bharatavarsha. But formerly, it was whole planet, and now it was divided. It's become only India. Just like India was bigger before, but divided, Pakistan is gone, Burma is gone, Bangladesh is gone, it became small. Just like that, Burmandala became smaller and smaller, smaller, according to time and influence. Now this Bharata, Bharata versus Bharata, is named after Bharat. There are three Bharat. One is Ramachandra's brother, one is Rishabhadev's son, and one is Shakuntala and Dushyanta's son. So I wanted to ask two questions. Someone answer, then I get present. Okay. The question one. You have to answer two of questions. First question. When Krishna called Arjuna, O son of Bharat, which Bharat he indicate out of three? Like Matras Pasa Kanteya, Sitos Naskaru Kara, Agamam Payon, Chantan Titiksha, Sababarata, O son of Bharat, Vamasutarnat, he called happiness. That's Bharat, which three it indicate? You can answer after. The first, okay, second question is easy. I think everyone can answer, it's not fair. The second question is, which Bharatas the name was given for Bharatavarsha? Okay, one, two, three, okay. Rishabhadev's? Okay, everyone said Rishabhadev is the son, that is correct. And now you have to get the first question answer. Panditji. Okay. Second, perception of reality. Perception reality means God can perceive everything, but demigod can perceive part of it, but human being can perceive only tiny bit. According to who you are, you can perceive bigger portion, smaller portion. And also according to the timing, like in the beginning of creation, they could perceive whole Bhumandala, like Dhruva Maharaj's time, Priya Bharata's time. They are not only perceived, but they are ruling whole planet. Like Priya Bharata Maharaj was going around with the sun orbit, opposite of sun orbit, making a chariot go around and make island. But Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, perception becomes smaller. Only in the middle island, in that middle orange part, that's a jambu peep. Only that much they could see. So for that period of people, Bharatavarsha is just jambu peep. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, Bhima could go to meet with Kuberas and fight with Lakshasi to get the lotus. And then Arjuna went to higher region and fight with Indra and got the weapon. No? And Shiva also. So they are not just Bharatavarsha we see, but more higher planets. That's including whole jambu peep. And when Lord Chaitanya said, those who are born in the Bharatavarsha have to preach because you are pious, you have Krishna consciousness, you have to preach, that indicates India, because our perception is very small. We can only perceive just Bharatavarsha India. So when he quotes, that means indicating India. The next, different emphasis. According to different emphasis, Bharatavarsha is described in different way. For example, in that disc, they are showing how the constitution of Bhumandala is described. And then a lotus will describe how Bhumandala is like a lotus shape. So emphasize it different. And here, this one is like, this was to show more mathematical. It's not actual shape. This is salt ocean. This is jambu peep. This is another part of Bhumandala. Okay. This is Mount Smail in the middle. This is jambu peep. Nine Island. This is salt ocean. And this is next parcel, next trip, next island, and then another ocean, another land, next ocean. If this is the size of jambu peep, 4 inches, this much, then end of Bhumandala is going to be up to Jagannath Mandir. That is the measurement. So according to how you want to emphasize, Bharatavarsha describe in different way. Srimad Bhagavatam has layer of meaning. This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, suppose we are reading Bhagavatam that has one meaning, but according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many other meanings also which we don't understand. For example, Esther Srimati Radharani is mentioned in each shloka, each word, that we cannot understand so easily unless you have very, like, what's it called? Internal mood or self-realization, we cannot see. So Srimad Bhagavatam has many meaning in one shloka, even one each word. So that makes us more confused to understand what is Bhumandala. And last, level of reality. That means what is real for you, maybe it's different from someone else. Suppose someone, beautiful person, is walking in the forest. Oh, he's so beautiful, I want to enjoy. But tiger look, you think, oh, my breakfast, yum. So reality is different according to who is perceiving. For example, when Lord Chaitanya is here, Nimai, there is a demigod was coming to visit Lord Chaitanya. For us, Lord Chaitanya's house, yoga pit, he was there, but though Bhumandala means just around here. But for the demigod who is coming to visit Lord Chaitanya, their perception is huge. For them, whole Bhumandala is reality, as Bharatavarsha. But that same thing is happening, but for us who have smaller perception, this around here, India, is Bharatavarsha. So even same instance, according to their reality or perception, it's differently described. Another example. Those who have a vision, this place, Mayapur, is non-different from Goloka Vrindavan. We are saying this is a part of Bengal, this is Iskon, and that's But those who have actual vision, they don't see this is a flat or this is global, not like that. They see it as Goloka Vrindavan directly with thousand lotus petals and chintamanis and kalpa pictures and gopis. They see like that. So this is level of reality. And now come to the point, which I don't want to discuss so much. Shape of Bhumandala. Shape of Bhumandala is described as shape of chakra. So according to the measurement, Bhumandala's measurement is almost from an end to another end of whole universe. So if the whole Bhumandala, whole disk is not flat, it's round, then whole universe is filled up with Bhumandala. So kind of impractical. So I just don't talk about that. And the second option, if Jambu Beep is round, okay, this is salt ocean, this is Jambu Beep. This is, if Jambu Beep is round, that means like this, okay? That means here is Smell Mountain, Illawarra, Buttermilch is here. That make on the top of map, the south part Bharatavarsha corresponded to India, surrounded by salt ocean. On the top is Himalaya mountain. That make other Varsha on the earth become heaven, and you become demigod who live 10,000 years. But according to our reality, not exactly heaven, we are not exactly demigod, we don't exactly live 10,000 years. So maybe this idea is not fitting to the description nor our perception. So coming to another option. Bharatavarsha is here. If Bharatavarsha is flat, someone is walking, they may fall down to the edge. And someone is traveling from one place, another place straight, they come back to the same place. So if it's flat, it's dangerous. So this is us. This is us what we study in the school, like thingy. It's here. Bhumandala is flat, but where we are staying, the earth we perceive as could be round like that. This is convenience for our perception, because if we accept like this, what we can perceive is only this much. Other parts of the world we cannot see anyway, so we don't care what's happening, we cannot understand anyway. So we understand what's happening in this is us, and surrounded by salt ocean, and this rotate also, it's move. That means in the middle picture, someone is standing there, we see sun is rising one side and go on the top of the head and sunset on another side. But if the Bhumandala, Bharatavarsha is flat, here is the center smell, and the sun make the orbit, then there is no sunset and sunrise because always same level. When sun travels on the north, it's called Dakshina. It is Dakshina. No, Uttarayana. Thank you. That's why we have to have a type. So that is the demigod's day, and the other side is demigod's night. And for us, this is a summer and a winter. Means demigod's one day and one night, corresponding for us our 6 months and 6 months. Yeah? But according to this movement of sun, it's not going to be sunrise and sunset. So to explain sunrise and sunset, we have to have this, and this has to rotate to make it sunrise and sunset. Okay? Now I need someone volunteer come over. Someone Someone can come up. Okay. And now, we are going to have some experiment. This is flat earth. Now I'm going to ask her to draw the line without removing the pen once you put on the, okay? She's going to draw the line, that means you are walking on the earth, but she cannot jump over anything like that. She's standing on the earth. Okay, she's going to draw on the surface without removing the pen of the paper. Get it? Yes. And another side? Other side? Okay. What's happened is she draw one side, and to go another side, she has to turn other side. That means if you are walking on the earth and you want to come back to the same place without turning to the bottom of the earth, it's not going to happen like that. So the idea of the earth is flat doesn't match to our perception. Yeah? And now, if the earth is like that, draw the line. Draw the line. Yeah. You're walking on the earth or flying. So this is the earth, is like this. Then you start from one place, come back to another place. That makes sense. That's why modern scientists will generally accept the earth is round, because we can come back. Now, the yogi, they don't have a dimension like what we have only. Like if you said, where is Bhagavatam class? We say, oh, that's behind Panchatattva. Then we go, but someone has only one dimension. Then they may come downstairs, but they cannot come upstairs. They cannot see upstairs because he has only two dimensions. But someone has two dimensions. They say, oh, upstairs. Then they come here. And the yogi, they don't have to have one or two or three dimensions. They have another dimension. They can travel through the ether by yogic powers. And then, now, those who have only three dimensions can only travel this way, but they have another way. This is the same paper. It's not exactly, but just to expand. If you twist like that, now she's going to start one point and see what's happening. With this method, she can go only one go circle, but here, she didn't take the pen out, I hope, but she went two sides. That means she was going one side, and go this way, and went other side. That means when it was flat, she had to turn on the back of the earth. But with this, without turning on the back, without stopping, she went to another dimension. This is simple experiment, but then this explains what we see may not be reality for whole thing. We are perceiving only with one dimension. So there is whole big possibility of what we don't see could be also reality. Can you pass? If you have doubt, you can have a look. Okay, now, final topic. Those who want to live can live, it's late. Why we are discussing all these things is so much, too much, we are ahead, don't want to think about. We just chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, just chant Hare Krishna. We are happy, dance and eat, and that's okay. So here, devotee chanting Hare Krishna. We are happy just chanting Hare Krishna, eating prasad, no problem. But problem is, Prabhupada wanted to build TOBP in Mayapur, not just temple, but he wanted Vedic planetarium, where he wants to explain whole planetary system. And he expects many devotees, many people, everyone to come. And what's happening, if we don't know what Bhagavatam described, Prabhupada explain. Then what's happening is scientists will think doesn't make sense. And devotees say, oh, we are chanting Hare Krishna, I don't know. And then village people say, oh, ISKCON made a big fig shop. Because there is a dolphin hanging from polar like a Shushumara dolphin fish shop, and there is a gigantic tortoise supporting whole universe. On the top of that, there's a snake, and then there's a blue mandala. On the blue mandala, there's an elephant standing. It's like a zoo or a fish shop. And then they ask devotee, is this, I came for, they're selling, how much? And the devotee said, I don't know, I'm just chanting Hare Krishna. So this will be problem. So for us, we don't need it. We are happy Krishna consciousness. But for Prabhupada's mission and for other people who doesn't know and who want to come here to understand, we need to know as far as possible. Of course, it's not possible to understand everything because we are limited, Krishna is unlimited. But for the sake of preaching, and also it's natural for devotees to try to know more about Krishna. Like Arjuna asked, I'm never tired of hearing about you. I want to hear more and more. He even asked, show universal form. So it is kind of nice to know something as far as possible. So I want to lead end of class. I will just lead Prabhupada's conversation and I will end. Room conversation, June 1977, Vrindavan. Yashodhananda Prabhu was leading Srimad Bhagavatam. This section we are leading now, from fifth canto, mentioned about smell, mountain, and all the measurement. Srila Prabhupada said, and it was not possible for me to digest. And he laughed. Somebody else helped me. I'm a layman. I do not know. Tamakrishna Goswami, how did you write the Bhagavatam then? Srila Prabhupada, that somebody, Krishna, helped me. That he manufactures. When I was writing, I was praying to Krishna that I do not actually understand this knowledge. Please help me. Yes, that's all right. Bhakti Prem. It is mentioned that all other world, they are only Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga is all the time. Srila Prabhupada, oh, Jagamaki, they are always engaged in ritualistic sacrifice. Bhakti Prem, they live for 10,000 years. Yashodhananda Prabhu, elaborate Marusha and mountain, and he described different things in Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada said, so how you will show actually now that's all module that you are making? Yashodananda Prabhu, we are calling one artist from Mayapur. Tamalakrishna Goswami has arranged to bring one artist, so we are going to draw perception. Srila Prabhupada, we have some artist, that's all, that is perfect. Bhakti Prem, still he is leading. Except this Queen Prussia and Aldabarsa in the mountain area, they are part of the subtle world. How should we mention it? Srila Prabhupada, mention it by picture. Bhakti Prem, how will we expose it before the scientist? Srila Prabhupada, we do not require to satisfy the scientist. We have to describe according to our book, that's all. If they can understand, let them understand. Otherwise, it is not our business to satisfy the so-called scientist. We are giving the real description. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry for the overwork. I can finish here. I don't want any hard questions. I'm finishing here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, by the way, that Bharata, son of Bharata, is Dushyanta's and Shakuntala's descendant.